Hello and welcome to Dave's Bitchin' Podcast.
Hey, and welcome to Dave's Bitchin' Podcast. We've got a special edition of the podcast for you today. We've got Tom Eddy of MiamiDolphinsOnline.com joining us. And Tom, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm watching a game that the team that I picked is losing, which usually happens when the Dolphins play, but they're not playing this week. I feel right at home.
That sounds about right. So before we get into the meat of the story, you have an interesting nickname. You want to tell us about it?
Well, which interesting nickname?
Oh, you know, the one we can talk about.
Oh, T-Rock.
T-Rock, yeah, that one.
Okay, we can talk about that one. It kind of came out. We used to play hoops after work, and we had a player in Orlando at the time that everybody called D-Rock, so we all called each other. I was T-Rock, there was a P-Rock, a D-Rock, and it just kind of stuck. And then I actually, the first forums I got on were some old MSNBC football forums, and I just used it on there, and it kind of stuck, and I've used it everywhere since.
Well, there you go. That's pretty cool.
Then I found out it was a white rapper, so I'm T-Rock from the O.
Oh, that's you. Yo, yo, what's up?
Yeah, yo, yo. Let's keep it on the DL, though.
Okay, that sounds good to me. So you run MiamiDolphinsOnline.com. Your own little homage, if you will, to the Dolphins.
Recent winner of the best overall layout of the main page at the Webbies. I thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, you know, not that you want to rub it in or anything.
No, I just wanted to mention it. Having mentioned it, we can now move on.
Okay, well, let's move on from there. So what drew you to the internet side and actually creating a Dolphins website?
You know, it started the last couple of years that Marino was in Miami, and I just, you know, I got tired of not having any news in Orlando, and I found Kirk Fennell's Fins.com and, you know, got noticing that there were places out there that you could actually go in forums and stuff, and I probably found Finn Heaven and some of the other ones. And then I somehow came across Big Dave's site, which was Big Dave's Miami Dolphins site at the time, that had a domain name that was about three-quarters of a mile long. It was through his work, and it just couldn't put it on the back of a T-shirt. Then there I found a couple others and found your site and you know, got to talking with you when I had just started my site, and just kind of progressed from there.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I actually remember when you first came online. That was kind of fun. We, you know, got to know each other a little bit through email and a couple of things, and that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I think Dave had your site listed on his. That's how I found, or I think I found it. And he and I talked about it, and he was familiar with it too. So
that's right. That's right. Because yeah, Dave and I had exchanged a number of emails over the years as we were both getting going. You know, it started off as this sort of informal community of webmasters, and I guess over time, since the Dolphins contacted us, it's become more of a formal community of webmasters.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's been nice. You know, I think, you know, finding out there are people out there that share your enthusiasm and show it, and definitely we all show it in different ways. I think all of us have, you know, we offer something different with all of our sites, but I think everyone has its own value, and I visit all of them.
Mm-hmm. I try to get out to as many of them as I can too. It's, you know, now that there's 15 or so of them, it's kind of hard to get out there on a regular basis, but try to stop by every so often and just see what's going on. You know, you mentioned a good point there. You were talking about all these different sites. What kind of, you know, things can someone find on Miami Dolphins Online?
Actually, most of what I have on mine, I've tried to streamline my site to where it's I use a content management system now and try to just have you know, headlines from MiamiDolphins.com, West Palm Beach Post, the Miami Herald, Fins.com. And I'm in the process of setting up a page that links all of our sites together. It's kind of a webmaster's link. Got a few on there now, yours and the Dolphins Make Me Cry and Fin Fever. You know, just try to use it as a portal to other sites. I mean, I don't really care to have a forum. I do my little take after each game, nothing really that breaks down the games. But, you know, I just try to put as much information out there for people, you know, because it's what I looked for when I was trying to find out news about the Dolphins.
Oh, very cool. You know, that I know that you also have some involvement with Big Dave's site and do a little work for him. You help him, like, set up some of his site or some of his forums. Is that right?
Yeah, basically, I talked Dave into it. Dave used to use EasyBoard, and I tried to talk him into it for about a year and a half to go to PHP, and finally was able to talk him into it. And in doing so, I created my own monster. I add in the forums for them and try to keep it fresh looking, and you know, add new templates and just keep the design fresh. And you know, it's just something that I never wanted to have my own forum, but I enjoy doing it for him on his site. So we're kind of linked in that way. My site links directly to his forums.
Well, that's kind of cool. And I also know that you do a radio show every week.
Rich, who is Thrawn on the Fin Fever forums, the offer came to Dave. Dave didn't really want to get out there and do the voice part of it, and I thought, you know, I love to hear myself talk as much as the next guy. And Rich was a natural choice because, you know, Rich has an incredible amount of football knowledge. He's a very opinionated guy, but he knows the X's and O's in football. And I thought, you know, he and I together make a pretty good mix because, you know, I like to talk about stats and he breaks things down. And it just came up, and it's been a lot of fun.
So you do it, like, while the games are going on, or you break them down after the game? Or
We started out, the first show that we did was a pregame. I think the first two that we did, and actually up to Web Weekend, we did a pregame show. And then we decided that, you know, people probably would be more inclined to become involved if we did it post-game. So now we do it an hour after the games.
Well, that's kind of cool. Because that's one thing that that I know is, like, even being a local guy down here in South Florida, you know, you got all these call-in shows where people can call in and talk about the Dolphins, but it's all kind of limited in a way because it's, you know, it's broadcast radio, and it's kind of neat to have a different outlet and a little bit different forum, and be able to draw in more people too.
We also, you know, each of us opens up our Hotmail or MSN Messenger or Yahoo Messenger. And guys will send us stuff during the show. You know, they don't necessarily want to call in, but they'll send us things to talk about. And it's great because Monk's Media, that actually is where we host it, Monk's Media, that's their outlook. They want to get as many fan sites, not just from football, but from NASCAR, from baseball. And they're just trying to grow an internet community. And I think, in talking to guys that I know that are in internet news, that, you know, it's kind of the way to go. There's a low cost to get into it, and you can actually attract interviews. And I've got some hopefully lined up here in the near future of, you know, lower tier players, guys that want to get their name out there. And, you know, you wouldn't have a chance of getting, you know, some of the top name players in the NFL, but, you know, you can get some of these guys that, you know, maybe didn't make the squad, maybe practice squad guys. And, you know, we're hoping to grow it into something like that.
That's kind of cool. That'd be pretty neat. That's good stuff. I'm curious, how did you become a Dolphin fan?
We moved to Florida when I was 5 years old. We moved to Hollywood. I grew up down in Hollywood. I lived there until I got married. I moved in 1983. My dad was a Steelers fan, moved to Miami. My dad's a very regional guy. Wherever he lives, that's where he's a fan. And he bought season tickets to the Dolphins starting in probably 68 or 69. It was before, you know, the great years, and had, you know, so naturally, you know, dad was a Dolphin fan. I became a Dolphin fan, and later, as I got into high school, a Hurricane fan, and it's just, I moved to Orlando about 23 years ago, but I've always been a Dolphin fan.
That's kind of cool. Have any other allegiances to sports franchises?
Still a big Pirates fan. I grew up watching Roberto Clemente, and there was no baseball in South Florida at that time, so I was always a big Pirates fan. Was always a big Celtics fan, and that's kind of fallen to the wayside with the Magic. I mean, I'm still a Celtics fan deep down inside, but living in Orlando with the local team kind of latched on to them. But always will be a Pirates fan. I'll never be a Marlins fan.
Yeah, there you go. That's cool. I can respect that. I mean, I grew up in South Florida too, and since there was no teams here, it's hard to grow that allegiance to the Marlins. I didn't really latch on to anybody when I was growing up, but I certainly understand what you're saying. So outside of Dolphin stuff, what kind of work do you do? I mean, just, you don't have to get specific. What kind of general work do you do?
I work, let's say, in the hospitality industry. We provide equipment to PGA events, LPGA events, senior tour events, as well as NASCAR races and, you know, larger sporting events, Super Bowls. We've supplied equipment probably to, I've been there 20 years, probably five Super Bowls. Whenever it's been in Miami or Tampa or Jacksonville, we've supplied equipment to Super Bowls. And
that's kind of
our main focus isn't sports, but a lot of our business is in sports, which is good for me.
Oh, no, definitely. Because obviously you're into sports. You know, it it takes that certain something to get into the Dolphins website, you know, and being able to do that every week. Having some sort of a commitment.
Yeah, sometimes it's tougher than others, but I think, and not just me, I know, you know, in talking with you over the years and Dave, and, you know, all of us are just, you know, we're so hardcore fans, and, you know, to be able to get out there and express it, whether anybody ever reads it or doesn't, and I mean, I know we all get some visibility out of it. It's not even about that, I know, for me, and I'm pretty sure it's not for you, and I know it's not for Dave. It's just being able to get out there and say what you want to say, and, you know, it's you got to be devoted to go through what we've gone through the last couple of seasons, for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, I'm with you, because it's just an outlet for me. I just enjoy doing it. Try to come up with new and creative things every week or every year, and, you know, just come up with something different. And, you know, I just enjoy it. And I actually enjoy the friendships and the camaraderie among the different webmasters. That's been one of the highlights for me of doing it.
I think that also helps with the creativity, because you look and you don't want to copy anybody. You say, damn, they did something new. And that was part of the thing with the radio thing. When it came up, I told Dave, I said, you know, this is an opportunity to do something that nobody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not going to make us famous by any stretch of the imagination, but it gives us an opportunity to provide just that one thing that maybe someone else isn't doing. And you know, it makes everybody kind of stay. I think we're all very original in everything that we all do. I mean, there's really nobody, you know, nobody copied anybody. And I think it's been good for all the sites. I enjoy the Webbies just for the fact that, you know, the game doesn't have to be great to be able to go down there and hang out with guys that, you've met over the years. And, you know, I know if I go to Miami and I need a tailgate, I know I can go over and tailgate with you and go over and tailgate with Fanatics or whatever. You know, I don't get a chance to get down as often as I'd like to. But it's nice to know that, hey, you know, you've got friends down there that you can go hang out before the game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anytime you want to come down, you're more than welcome to.
I may take you up on that when the Chiefs come to town. I may be in West Palm, so I may hit that game.
Oh, you should.
Sure.
Definitely. I'm sure there will be tickets available.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. eBay, $10.
Yeah, exactly. After the way this season has been going, I mean, I heard you say you're a Hurricanes fan as well, and this has been a brutal season for those of us who are both.
You know, you don't often have a bad Dolphin season and a bad Hurricane season together.
No.
That's always been the saving grace, that one or the other would save you, and this year's just been terrible for both.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. It's just been one of those awful seasons. I just have to kind of laugh in some ways. So, just off the top, what do you think is wrong with the Dolphins?
I think that it's a case, this is my opinion, and it's not a popular opinion with maybe some people, but I think that it's a case of the philosophy not fitting the players that we have, for one. I think too much was expected after the six-game winning streak, and people thought this team was better than it really was. There are a lot of glaring holes, the offensive line and the secondary are the two primary ones, but obviously with Dante Culpepper, you know, not being 100%, Joey Harrington, you know, just really not playing well at all. I mean, it's just, you know, there's nowhere that you can point other than a defensive front and the linebackers that there's not a problem on this team. I mean, you don't have a quarterback that can get protection, and even when he does, he can't, you know, get the ball to the receivers. And look what we saw with Joey Harrington, all these 1- and 2- and 3-yard passes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of problems, but I think a lot of it is offensively the philosophy doesn't fit the talent.
Good assessment, I think. I'm just curious because you know, I've heard different opinions about it, and I was just curious what your take was.
Well, that would be why I started dumpmikemalarkey.com. just so anyone wonders, I started that to gain any notoriety whatsoever. I just did it to gauge the feeling of the fans out there, and he is what I think is the primary problem with our offense.
I tend to agree with you. I think that's the biggest gap. When he first came in, Coach Saban had said that they were going to run the Dolphins' offense. And this is nothing like the offense that Scott Linehan ran. I see very few similarities. And the one thing that I noticed is that, you know, when I started looking at Malarkey's offense, it was more like Chris Forrester's offense under Dave Wannstedt than it was like Linehan's. You know, the kinds of plays that you ran, and you just scratch your head and go, what is he thinking?
Well, to compound it, we dumbed down the offense already for Joey Harrington because he's not, you know, he's throwing the ball to a spot on the field that's what they want to tell us. But my feeling is they've dumbed it down for him because he had trouble with the offense in training camp. You know, there was talk that he had trouble grasping the playbook, and I think it's evident with play on the field, but the play calling is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Joey Harrington throwing the ball 60-plus times, there's something wrong there, folks.
That's a good point. Because you know, when I first realized that he had thrown it 60 times, I said, "No, that can't even be right, can it?" But you're absolutely right. You know, when you look at the stats, there's just something happening there that you just can't look at correctly.
Well, when you've thrown the ball more times in three games with one quarterback than you did in four games with another quarterback, you kind of wonder, why are you throwing the ball more and more and more every week and running the ball less and less and less? But
mm-hmm.
I guess that's why you and I are fan site operators and not offensive coordinators.
Yeah, didn't Saban say something like that to us, that, you know, fans can be fans and players have to contribute or something like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's why we do what we do.
And I will not bash Nick Saban to any degree because, you know, I do understand that it's a long-term process. And I didn't expect, I think we all got excited, like I said, with the six-game winning streak, we all got excited, but we kind of overlooked the fact that there are a lot of deficiencies on this team. But now, we want to talk about the future. We're looking to be probably in the neighborhood of $30 million under the cap.
Wow.
$20 million for sure. We can probably trim another $8 million if we get rid of Marty Booker, Geno James, and Olindo Mare, which doesn't seem to be a real stretch.
Nope.
So, you know, there's something to look forward in the future of bringing in some top free agent guys, you know, maybe a left tackle and maybe a safety, maybe Nate Clements. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Hmm. There you go. That would be a nice fit here. I mean, he's been a Dolphin killer all these years, right?
Yeah. A Jay Fiedler killer in particular.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there was another banner moment when we brought Jay Fiedler in. Yeah. No, I don't need to go back there because one of the things I was joking around with a friend of mine earlier today. We were talking about how. Back when Jay Fiedler first came here, Damon Heward was the other quarterback, as you may recall. And there was after every game, somebody would call one of the radio shows and say something like, "Well, who's the better quarterback now? I think Damon Heward should be starting." And, you know, we see Damon Heward playing out in Kansas City, and he's playing pretty darn well. And I realize he has Larry Johnson with him, but, you know, you see that and you kind of go, well, gee, we made a great choice there, didn't we?
Another ex-quarterback, Sage Rosenfels, came in relief yesterday and threw three touchdowns in a losing effort, but nonetheless led that team on three long drives.
Yep, good call. Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't even think about it really at the time, but you're absolutely right. That's pretty remarkable. So anything else you wanted to talk about with your website? I mean, you know, great opportunity to, you know, say a couple words and draw people in if you'd like.
Well, I think, you know, pretty much said what I need to say. It's a user-friendly site. It's got links to all the media outlets and links to, you know, as I said, I'm going to eventually have everybody's site on there once I get images from everybody. But the main thing for me is to just give people a place to go, a resource to go to other outlets. I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely not a one-stop shop. You know, I believe that there's something out there. Every site offers something that another site doesn't. And if somebody can use my site to find another site that gives them something that they're looking for, I mean, I think it's great. You know, I certainly am a forum troll, always have been, and that's what I get out of it. I mean, I love nothing more than seeing what people have to say in forums.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's great because, you know, I actually like going out there and trolling the forums too just to get a sense of what people are thinking, get that pulse. I'm with you there.
So much better if we get on a little win streak here.
Definitely. Because it's hard.
Draft position that we're so hoping.
It's hard not to be negative when they're on this losing streak, I got to admit.
I think it's, you know, you get negative, and I'm a firm believer in the 24-hour rule. You know, I'm upset for 24 hours, and then, you know, I think the problem with most fans, and I respect everybody's opinion, but I think most people, and when I'm down in South Florida, I listen to the, you know, 790, which is great. Most people can't see the big picture. It's all about now, 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 now.
Nope, you're right.
And I think that our expectations were so high, and we all believed the Super Bowl talk, which, you know, Saban sat there and told us at the web weekend, this team didn't deserve to be talked about in the same sentence as the Super Bowl. And I think so many fans bought into that, and then, of course, it's not happening. And now, you know, you hear all this talk about Saban. Saban doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he's on pace to finish his first two seasons pretty close to Bill Belichick's first two seasons. He's poised to be $30 million under the cap, going to have a good draft, obviously, is going to be a top 10 draft pick almost without doubt. So it's coming. You know, it may not be next year, but you have to be patient and just sit back and wait.
Yep, as long as we have some entertaining games, I'll be happy.
You know, it'd be nice to be in more games and not piss the games away. It'd be nice to be in games and maybe get outplayed at the end of games. It just seems like, as bad as our record is, with the exception of probably one game, we've been in every one of these games. We weren't in the Patriots game by any stretch of the imagination. We were in the Jets game. We were in the Steelers game. We were in the Houston game. We were in the Bills game. You know, we were in this game last week for the Packers. There's still losses, and it's still ugly, but this team is not as bad as, I don't think, as bad as its record. I think there's a, you know, we're giving up big plays. We're not getting dominated, and there's something to be said for that.
No, I think you're right. You know, I tend to agree that, you know, we're on the right track. You know, I have a couple of small concerns with some little things that Saban has done on the field as coaching moments, but not a big deal. You know, they're the kinds of things that, you know, kind of teach the team lessons and they kind of learn from it, hopefully. It's this thing about playing for a tie all the time and not trying to go for a win. You know, when you're 1-6, it really doesn't, the tie doesn't matter anymore. I mean, you know, where you have to go to overtime or you have to try and do something else. You might as well just go for the win, and if you don't make it, so what? That was just kind of my opinion about it. But, you know, I don't, like I say, it's not a big deal at this point.
I'd like to see these young guys get more playing time. We drafted Jason Allen, guy can't get on the field. Matt Roth, Kevin Vickerson, David Bowens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys can't get on the field, and I don't understand that, because you've got Keith Traylor and Kevin Carter and Dan Wilkinson, that these guys are long in the tooth. You know, these guys are not going to be long-term players. And I think with Matt Roth especially, I mean, Matt Roth is a beast when he's on the field. But, you know, that's the future, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you might see some of these guys play a little more as the season wears on, I suppose. All right. Well, Tom, I appreciate you coming on the show today.
My pleasure. I'm glad to talk to you.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. And, you know, I'll probably have to return the favor and do something for you sometime. But, you know.
Well, now that you mention it, there probably is something, and we can talk about that at a future date.
That would be fine. Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks very much. And, hey, go visit Tom's website at MiamiDolphinsOnline.com. I'm sure you'll be entertained, amused, and informed. And, Tom, have a great evening. And
I certainly will try.
Thanks again for stopping by Dave's Bitchin' Podcast.
Glad to do it.